Vayter in Oraisa. We are in Mesechus Moed Katan, picking up on Dalet Amud Aleph, taking up on Gimel Beis Bet Abayam, page 5, lines up from the bottom. We left off with the discussion of Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai, and we spoke about the concept that plowing before Rosh Hashanah, going into Shavuos, it is a law of Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai that you're not allowed to plow 30 days before, and Beis Shammai Hillel brought it even earlier. In fact, you want to tell me that the 30 days is Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai, that you're not allowed to plow 30 days going into Shemitah Koinenu? What do you mean? These are psukim. The Tanah, we learned in the Mishnah. Even though there's a switcheroo over here, we call it the Tanya. We learned in a Braisa. Bechorish of a Kotzi Tishma. The pasuk says, at the plowing and at the reaping, you shall rest. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says, explains, the pasuk is talking about Shemitah, and Ein Sarech Lomer Chorish of a Kotzi Shal Shvias. You don't have to say Chorish and Ketzir of Shvias itself. Shari Kfar Nemar, Sad Chalus is of a Kama Chalus Izmar. Says you're not allowed to work these things. Ela Chorish Shal Eresh Shvias. We're talking about the Chorish of Eresh Shvias. Peep turn the page Alam Manav. She Nichnas Shvias. It goes into Shvias. Right? And it says Rashi, Kol Sheish Lo Likanish L'Shvias She Aser Lachos L'Fnei Rosh Hashanah. Right, it's helping stuff grow on the Shvi the year. The Katzir Shvias and the Katzir of Shvias She Yatzal L'Motzei Shvias that goes into Motzei Shvias at the end of the Shemitah cycle. That is stuff that you planted in the seventh year that grew in the eighth year, even though you're not allowed to plant it in the seventh year, or stuff that grew on its own in the seventh year because stuff fell off to something that grew by itself and goes into the eighth year. That has the level of Shemitah on it. Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Rabbi Shmuel says, nah, this pasuk is actually talking about Shabbos. Not talking about Shemitah. Right? It says, on the seventh day you shall rest. At the plowing, at the reaping, you shall rest. Right? So it's talking about over here the laws of Shabbos. Ma charish rishos, just like charisha, Rashi says, bechol makom, rishos means just like plowing. That we're referencing, which is also to do, is that of a rishos. Af katsir rishos, so too, the iser of katsira, being kotzer. It's only a kotzer that's a kotzer of rishos. Yatza katsira omer, she mitzvah, which is excluding that of the carbon omer, which is a mitzvah. Rashi says, Mutter licks of a Shabbos, you'll have to cut it in Shabbos, shim shal mitzvah. Afa bisham matzah kotzer, even if you find the stuff that's already cut, still kotzer. Go and reap. Deba'inan katsira lishma. That's to be lishma. Aval im matzah charish eno charish. If it's found already plowed, you don't have to go and plow for it. Right, so the carbon omer was a mincha. It was brought in the second day of Pesach, and it was fine barley flour made from that year's new crop. The barley for this has to be reaped on the night before the carbon is brought. And therefore, it is called a mitzvah. Even if one finds barley was cut already, for whatever reason, he still has to cut specifically for this, even on Shabbos. So that's what we're talking about. Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yishmael. But in the world of Rabbi Akiva, though, we see that this idea of plowing 30 days before Shemitah is learned out from a Pasuk, and therefore this Gemiri, this Halacha Moshe MiSinai, must actually be going back to bring it to Pesach and Shavuos. So I could have Shimon Gamliel have gone and uprooted that, if that's what is said. Okay, so now, says the Gemara, no, they're actually both talking about 30 days before. Halacha Moshe MiSinai and the Pasuk. The Halacha Moshe MiSinai is coming to Matir, as she says, Esenetios ad Rosh Hashanah. It's coming to Matir, the Esenetios, case of the 10 saplings in the Beis Sa'ah, 2,500 square amos, that you're allowed to go up until, actually, Rosh Hashanah itself. Kroi Lemesa Zekina. The Pasuk is the Pesukim are coming to Aser, helping out an older tree. That you're not allowed to do, says Rashi, Shloshim Yom Kodim Rosh Hashanah, V'asu Bishami V'Hilal V'Gazim V'Pesach V'Tzeres, and they came and they did it all the way back there. The Kevin DeHilchas of Lemisha Yalda, once the Halacha Moshe MiSinai allowed the Netia, right, for the Yalda, for the small trees, Lav Memela Zekina Asira, isn't it true that Memela, the ones that are stronger, are going to be Asir? Rashi is the Zekina Asir Lachros. Like, why would you need a Pasuk to come and teach me that? Says, go, okay, Ella, in the Chayim, let's switch it around. Ella, Hilchasel Rabbi Yishmael, the Halacha Moshe MiSinai is working in the world of Rabbi Yishmael. The pre-Shemitah 30-day thing is learned out from that, according to Rabbi Yishmael, right, says, the lo nafik le mikroi. There's no enough from Sukkim. The darish takra le drasha shunini. He learns it from another drasha. Lo tzi ktsir omer, to exclude the ktsir omer. And kroi le Rabbi Akiva, the Sukkim go for, according to Rabbi Akiva. He learns it out from the Psukim, right? The pre-shmita iser against falling from the Psukim. He doesn't agree with Halacha Moshe Misina by the saplings things over here, because according to him, it makes sense. Well, it's logical to do such a thing so that they shouldn't actually end up dying. So, where we stand now is that the pre-shmita, going out and plowing, that applies, according to Torah law, only to the last 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, either according to Rabbi Akiva from a pasuk, or according to Rabbi Shmuel as a halachal Moshe Misinai. And then Bishamis Hill, they came along and they extended it back to Pesach and Shavuot. So Gamliel came along in his basin, and they nullified this idea, and they were getting rid of it, according to Bishamis and Bish Hillel, who said that anyone else in the future can do such a thing. Now the Gemara is going to explain, according to which Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's court nullified the entire thing, pre-Shemitah. Yochanan says that Rabbi Gamliel Bezdina Midaraisa Batalehu. They came along and they batal Midaraisa. It says, Kolomer Ashkechu Smach Min HaTorah Lahachi Batalehu Chosah. They found a smach in the Torah to go get rid of it, therefore they got rid of it. Meaning even the 30 days, not only all the way back, my time of why? Because Gomer, Shabbos, me Shabbos braces. He lungs out a gezer of Shabbos braces. Malahal and Hiasura, just like over there, and reference to Shabbos of Shabbos braces. It's also to do any malacha lefaneu lecharei mutter, but it's mutter before and after. Afkani Hiasura, so to hear too. It itself is also lefaneu lecharei mutter, but before and afterwards are going to be mutter. In fact, the Gemara knocks it off. Maskefle Ravashi, man da amir hilchasa. According to one who says that the 30 days before Shemitah are a halacha l'moshe Sinai, ask the gzeirah shava akri hilchasa. So we don't want a gzeirah shava to come along and to uproot a hilchasa, halacha l'moshe Sinai. Man da amir kra, and the one who says it's a pasuk, ask the gzeirah shava akri kra, so gzeirah shava is going to come in and knock at the pasuk? Of course not. Ela amir Ravashi, Ravashi comes in and he says that Gamliel Beis Dino Savri Lak Rabbi Yishmael, the Hildek Rabbi Yishmael, Damer Hilchasa Gemirala, that this din of applying 30 days before the Shemitah was Allah Misha Messina. V'chi Gemir Hilchasa, when it was taught, this man should be Samigdash Kaim. That's only when we had a Beis Samigdash. Dumya Denisa Chamayim, which is similar to Denisa Chamayim and Sukkos, which is only when we have a Beis Samigdash. Shava, Bezman Azeh, Bezman Shein Beis Samigdash Kaim, but no Beis Samigdash. Then it doesn't. This doesn't apply. All right. So the next part of the Mishnah, lo mimek sham lo meakila, and you're not allowed to water even a besa shlachin. It's not allowed to come from rainwater or from a well. Bishlam meakila, and I say you can't get it from the well. Remember, we said we can't do tircha yisera because tircha yisera. There's an extra effort, a lot of tircha that's going on. We have to drop the bucket in and pull it out. Ela megisham my tircha yikar. What about by rainwater? What's the problem with rainwater? The rainwater is like right next to the field, and all you need to do is just kind of make a little line in the dirt, and then the water will just go over there. There's no tircha. Amar b'Yilai, Amar b'Yochanan. So the answer is gezera megisham out to mekila. That's one answer. Is a gezera. They're going to come do mekila. It says dilma asa the meiv and mekila. You're going to come to. Well, you say I'm taking water from this pool of water. I can take water from with a bucket also, and therefore that's the problem. Rav Ashi Amar megishamim gufar lidei mekila nasu. The megisham themselves may come out to it, because as soon as the water goes down, more and more, then you need a bucket to actually take it out, so it's a gezerah. The kamifli of Rabbi Zera, and they're arguing in the words of Rabbi Zera, the Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabbi Vayirmi, Amar Shmuel, Naharos Amoshim Mayim Min Agamim. If you have streams that draw water from ponds, okay, and that the streams that take getting from ponds, which is Hashta Mashmalei, May agamim avida de paske, right? And this is, it's coming from rainwater. Mutter lahashkos behen bichos mod. You're allowed to go ahead and water from them on cholamoid. Mar isli de rabzer, one holds the rabzer, or mar lesli de rabzer, one doesn't hold of him. Rav Ashi was one who says that megishamim themselves are going to turn into mekilo, and clearly he holds like Rav Zera. Right, because Rav Ashi said that the only reason watering from that rainwater is usher, is that the water level is going to drop down to a point where you need to take a bucket. But if not for that problem, the Rav Ash would matter doing it from the rainwater. So therefore, he agrees with Rav Zera, who says that in the case of the pond-fed streams, where there's no fear the water is going to drop to a low level, then if we could do it on the Chol HaMoed. Rav Yochanan, who says that even where there's no fear of the water level dropping, we could aser it because of the Gzera coming, doing it from a well, he doesn't hold like Rav Zera. Gufa Amar Rabbi Zera. If streams that are drawing water from ponds, you let it go water from them on cholamoid. But hold on, what about our Mishnah? It says you're not allowed to go ahead and take, even on a base of shlachin, you can't take from rainwater or from the well water, because we're worried that the water level is going to go down and it's going to cause a person to go get from it. And therefore, here also, we should be worried that the water level of the ponds is going to go down. This is an exception, because these ponds of Bavel are like water that doesn't stop. Rashi says, v'lech l'mechas, there's nothing to worry about. Let's say you have these ditches and pools. Rashi says, Chad the Milsa. This is one idea. You have these water, these ditches that get filled up with water before Yantif. Asr laskos v'hem b'chol ha-shamoyed. It's going to be asr to water from them on Chol HaMoed. V'hem ha-yisamas ha-mayim o'veris b'nei ha-mutter. But if there's a spring-fed water channel that goes between them, that's going to be mutter. Rashi says, b'in ha-brechos ha-lalu mutter laskos v'hem ha-shamim. T'ipaskim ha-shamim. Mashkim ha-mayim. If that ends up, you use it for the ha-mayim. And that's constantly being fed from the spring, so it's no problem, no worried. That's only if the majority of that field is able to be watered from that Amasamayim at one time. There's enough water in there to do that. Rashi says, from that irrigation ditch. Rove shall sada eno mashka me psikos brechos dilma mafsik vasil. But if you're not able to go to be doing it at one time from that amasamayim, majority of the field eno mashka, you can't do it from psikos to brechos because dilma mafsik, maybe they're going to stop, they're going to run out, you're going to have to go and put the bucket in. Ravashi amar afa bishenu, but shall sada shall leave it in the majority of the field, doesn't drink from it. Kiva the Kamashka of the Asya, since the water is constantly coming, Mima Arma, the person is going to say, Ilo Shasi Lechad Yoma, Tishil Treya Tosiyama. Okay, if it can't fill up with one day, he'll do it over 2 to 3 days, so not worried. Rashi says, Vayimeahi Amasamayim, Velotar Chamaisim Amasamayim, and I'm not going to come take it from another Amasamayim. Right? And therefore, that is not a problem. Tanu Rabbanan, Brecha Shenotefes Mayim, Isteya Beza Shlachan Zu. If you have a pool in which water trickles from one irrigated field, you're allowed to go and water from that onto another irrigated field. Why are you allowed to do that? Aren't we worried that maybe it's going to... Rashi explains, it's high, it's up there. And there's a wellspring that's coming from the side of it. And on one side there's a lower Beis HaShlachin. And next to it's a small pool. When you water the Beis HaShlachin HaGavoah, the higher one, when the Mayan notif tipin min Beis HaShlachin HaGavoah, starts dripping from the upper one, the Tocha Brecha, from the pool, Hanamucha, the lower pool, in such a case, Mutter Lahashkos Oso Beis HaShlachin, it's Mutter to be water that Beis HaShlachin Hanamuch, the lower one, may Osa Brecha from that pool. Afragav the Brecha Avida the Pascha, even though the pool normally runs out of water. Since it's being dripped into from the upper one, mayim shabo lo machmas hamayan, it never stops to flow. So again, breicha shel tefes mayim is day based on shlachan zu mutal haskos simenos day based on shlachan acheres. I have avidu the pascha, but it's going to come. It's going to stop. Rashi's breicha the pool, the lower one. But also, my sir, we're going to come go and do a tirkusere gathering it up from somewhere else. Somewhere up here, we have a dai nimitav tefes. We're talking about while it's still dripping from the upper one into the lower one. Rashi says we based on shlachan gavo to breicha the avidu the pascha. For sure, it's not pasak. Amar Abaye v'hu shalom pasak mayan rishon. This is only if the first one that was flowing and didn't stop flowing in. Tanya, we learned in the brisa. Rabbi Shimon Menasseh Omer, shtei arugos zulam avzu. You have two patches of land, one above the other. Lo yadla ben atachton v'yashkas. You can't draw up from the bottom one, lift, bring it up to the top one. Tirchi yisera. Yosel Kain, Omer Rabbi Elazar Bar Shimon, Afila Ruga Achas Chetzi Number Chetzi Gavur. Even if it's only one, but half is high and half is low. Lo Yedlam Makom Number Cheskel Makom Gavur. You can't go and draw from the lower and bring it to the upper one. Tana Rabbanan Madlin Yerokos Kedei LaOchan. You can draw for the sake of vegetables in order to eat them on Chol HaMoed. Rashi says Mashmashu Dola Mayim Umashkel Yerokos. You can go ahead. You could gather up in a bucket the water and water the vegetables. Kedila ochlam bechalmoid, or to eat them bechalmoid. V'imishul liaposa naser. If it's to make them nicer, Rashi explains sheyigdalu yirakos, which is going to be for after, then aser darvachi, because then you're gaining from this. So no good. Story time. Ravina Rabbi Tosfa have a kazli barcha. They were going along the road. Whoa, 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 whoa. The chazal who gavad avadoli davla b'chol ha'moedah. This is the person who's drawing water from a bucket of chol ha'moedah and is watering the vegetables. Says Rashi, dola deloyos ma'ayim lira kazcham lo itiru kiyim la beis ha'shlachim avad. They don't let you do beis ha'shlachim. Amalei Rabbi Tosfa Ravina, leisim el ha'shamdei. Should we go and should we put him in chayim for what he's doing? Amalei, he says back to Vatani, but didn't we learn in Abaisa? Madlin Yerokas Kedelochim, you're allowed to do for vegetables in order to come to eat it. Amalei, if the so said back, me suffered Maya, Madlin, Maya. Do you think what is meant by Madlin is drawing water? That's what you thought it meant? No, my beep turn the page, Dalaman base. My Madlin, what's it when he says Madlin? Shlufe. Shlufe means, says Rashi, Kisha Yerokas or Tzufin, Notel Mehen, me bein Tayim La Ochlan. Mutter liaposan. I'm sorry. Laochlam mutter liaposan aser. Bishul liaposan osam shenis arim. That is, that we pull out vegetables among the other vegetables. That's what we're talking about over here. And Rashi explains when there's a lot of vegetables next to each other, you can pull out from the middle ones to eat them, it's mutter. But to liaposan, we get better. That's going to be aser because it's making better the ones to the left. Kiditanan, like we learn in Amish, the Ampeya, Hamedil, the Gefadim, someone who thins out vines, right? He uproots some of the vines in order, because there's too much that's over there, right? Rashi says, Tolish, the Gefadim, Sheyeshta, Biachad, Yosef, there's too much at the same spot. Kimshu, Medil, B'Shalo, Kachu, Medil, B'Shalo, Niyam. Just like he thins out within his own vines, so to me, do it for those of the poor. Rashi says, Bepeya, Inami, Olo, Shein, Lo, Lo, Katif, Lo, Natif, right? Devi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Omer, B'shalo Rashai, his own vines, he's allowed to go and thin them out. V'inu Rashai B'shal Aniyam, but not of that which is the Aniyam. So the Brisa doesn't mean that we can water a vegetable patch, and therefore this person who watered is going to be in Cheirim. Amalei, he said back, V'atanya, what do you mean? But we learned in the Brisa, Madlin, Mayim, Lirakus, Kedelchlin. We could draw water for vegetables in order to go and to eat them. Amalei says back, Itanya, Tanya. Say, okay, if the Brisa says it, then it says it. If this Brisa says the word Mayim, water, which makes it clear that Madlin is talking about straight up water. And with that, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.